But yeah, the Kundalini movement. I've looked at the time. It's not easy time. Mm-hmm. It was written in 1930, and Ajahn Mun was an incredible facility with language. so that, and he loved to play with language. That was like people who lived with Ajahn Mun. So, like when you read the biography of Ajahn Mun, you have this picture of this really fierce, dour, absolutely, you know, uncompromising. But then you have other people's accounts of living with Ajahn Mun, you know, and you just love to just listen to him, because he would talk Dhamma, and it was so much fun to listen to him speaking Dhamma, because he was so engaging, and his use of language and simile and stories. He was a great storyteller. That doesn't come across in some of the pictures. Yeah. That's like I said. This is the most warm and fuzzy picture.